A man's plea before his arrest.
Please bring her back. I need to see everybody.
Manafort jury to begin deliberations.
This is seen as a referendum on the legitimacy of the special counsel.
Security clearance revoked for ex-CIA chief.
One more traditional norm being struck down by this president and this White House.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A triple murder case is taking shape north of Denver in Frederick, Colorado. A 34-year-old woman and her two young daughters have been missing. Authorities now say they're dead. And CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us the husband, under suspicion, has now been charged.
I have no inclination of where she is.
Christopher Watts said the last time he saw his pregnant wife, Shannon Watts, and their two young daughters was around 5:15 Monday morning when he left for work.
It wasn't like her not to answer a phone call or a text.
He said he became worried when he couldn't reach his wife.
I came home and it was like I walked into a ghost town.
CBS Denver station KCNC reported late Wednesday that Christopher Watts allegedly confessed to killing his wife and daughters, 4-year-old Bella and 3-year-old Celeste. He is now being held at the Weld County Jail.
And the charges are 3 counts of first-degree murder and tampering with evidence. A Virginia jury is about to begin deliberations in the Paul Manafort trial. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is at the federal courthouse. He joins us live.
Those deliberations start in about 90 minutes, Steve, in the first case brought by special counsel Robert Mueller to go before a jury. Paul Manafort stands accused of hiding millions from the IRS in overseas accounts and then lying on loan applications to get more money from banks. Prosecutors, in their closing argument yesterday, accused Manafort of littering his finances with lies to sustain a lavish lifestyle, putting his sheltered money into cars, clothing, condos, and construction. But Manafort's defense lawyers painted the special counsel's office as desperate to stack up charges against their client. They also tore into the credibility of the star prosecution witness, Rick Gates, calling him an embezzler and casting Manafort as his victim. There's no telling how long deliberations might take. This case is complex. The jury instructions alone took the judge more than 90 minutes to read yesterday. This is just the first trial for Paul Manafort. He'll be in a different courthouse in D.C. next month on separate counts related to his lobbying for pro-Russian forces in Ukraine. Steve?
The battle between President Trump and former CIA Director John Brennan has escalated. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang says words have now turned to action.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders spelled out reasons President Trump says he stripped former CIA Director John Brennan of his security clearance.
Mr. Brennan has a history that calls into question his objectivity and credibility.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump cited Brennan as among those he held responsible for Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. I call it the rigged witch hunt. It is a sham, the president told the paper, and these people led it. So I think it's something that had to be done, he added. After the announcement, Brennan blamed President Trump for trying to intimidate and retaliate.
I've seen this type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Well, the editorial pages at more than 200 newspapers this morning fire back at President Trump for his characterization of journalists as the enemy of the people. CBS's Peter King.
Hundreds of newspapers are saying it's okay to criticize the media, but not to use the phrase fake news just because you don't like the facts that are reported. Chicago Tribune says, quote, "We aren't enemies of the people. We're a check on government." Fayetteville, North Carolina Observer says it hopes that Mr. Trump will stop calling journalists enemies of the people, but, quote, "We're not holding our breath." The Wall Street Journal says Mr. Trump has as much right to free speech as does the media.
More information is emerging from the nearly 900-page Pennsylvania grand jury report that said some 300 Catholic priests molested more than 1,000 children over 7 decades. CBS's Nikki Batiste spoke to a victim.
Paul Dorr says Jack Hale started molesting him in 1976 when he was 13 years old. It continued until his freshman year in college. He reported the abuse to the diocese in 1997 and even met with Donald Worrell, then the Bishop of Pittsburgh.
He was very, very standoffish. I had a letter that I wanted him to read. He would not read it.
By then, Hale had been defrocked. Dorr said he asked Worrell to pursue criminal charges, but Worrell refused. We asked Worrell about Dorr Bush's claims earlier this week.
He said his priest was moved.
I can't speak to this priest that you may be referring to. If he left on his own and ended up somewhere else, I don't know if that's actually exact.
Worrell's name appears more than 200 times in the Pennsylvania grand jury report, which also criticized his handling of four Pittsburgh priests involved in a pedophile ring.
Jack Phillips, the Colorado baker who was at the center of a Supreme Court case for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple, is now suing the state for opposing his decision to refuse to make a cake to celebrate a gender transition.
We told him as gracefully as we could that that was a cake that we could not create because of the message it was, but that he would, this attorney would be welcome in our shop at any time for any other custom work or pick out anything else from the shop.
Phillips has cited religious reasons. All told, more than 70 people overdosed yesterday in a park in New Haven, Connecticut. CBS's Tony DeCopel tells us they were using K2, a synthetic marijuana.
All but one patient from yesterday is now out of the hospital, but there are two people in custody in connection to those overdoses here, and there were a lot of them, a very chaotic scene. Just walking the park this morning, we can still see tire tracks converging here where multiple emergency vehicles were called in response. The calls began at about 8 a.m., and for hours and hours, they just didn't stop.
Well, flights were delayed. There was plenty of confusion when the power went out for about 90 minutes last night at Reagan National Airport outside Washington. Officials are investigating the cause of it all. It's a milestone birthday for a pop superstar who embodied youth in the early days of music videos.
Can you believe it?
What are you looking at?
The one-time Material Girl celebrates her 60th birthday today in Marrakech, Morocco. Posting video from the labyrinth alleys of the ancient Medina, Madonna's wearing a fez. To mark the day, Madonna launching a collection for the charity Raising Malawi. Supports orphans and vulnerable children. She has adopted four children from Malawi. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
David Rothenberg was 6 years old when Michael Jackson publicly befriended him in 1983 after he was nearly burned to death by his father during a custody battle. Skin grafts left him disfigured. He was known as Dave Dave when he later became an artist. There's word today he's died at 42 in a Las Vegas hotel, the cause under investigation. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.